2019 World Credit Union Conference in the Bahamas, guys.
Yes.
And we're here with the Y Cuppers.
Yes.
The young credit union professionals of the world here.
Yes.
The world. And the whole group is here, and you guys are having a great time learning,
definitely,
sharing, caring, and it's just a great time to have you guys here. There's so many different groups that are here, right?
Yes.
And Brandy, you're kind of the Pied Piper here, right?
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, sometimes. Sometimes they follow,
sometimes
I follow
they
them. Yeah, but the World Young Credit Union Professionals has been around for almost 20 years, and we're going to hear some results. But it is, I think, one of the oldest young professional networks. It is global. It is a part of one of the efforts of the World Council. So we've got Global Women's. We've talked about that before.
Yes.
I know you've talked to the Global Women here.
Lots, yeah.
And then the Young Professional effort is really about creating future World Council champions and trying to transform the industry in a lot of ways. And I think that it also then amplifies this voice of the future.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. And we're just a small representation. There were 54 of us, or 60.
Wow.
I think there was extra 60 people in the session this year, which is absolutely outstanding. So
we're feeling
really good about it. There's a lot of momentum.
Yeah. All right, cool. Kevin, tell us where you were from, what credit you're from, and then give us a quick update on YCUP, some results type of stuff you guys are experiencing right now.
Well,
my fans out
first
here.
Of all, it's great to see you.
I
also too want to say I'm from Barbados. So right now, in here with the ESC, I'm feeling a little bit chilly, but ordinarily I'm okay. But I wanted to get involved in YCUP because this program is a program that connects and empowers the youth, right? I wanted to learn, I wanted to network, I wanted to become a better leader because I'm the president of a credit union in Barbados. So basically that's what I wanted to join the program for. Also, I think Brandy and the team have done such a lovely job.
Have they ever?
The program, as Brandy says, has been in existence for the past 20 years. 700 people have gone through the program. Of that, 91 people have actually become scholarship recipients.
Wow.
And $500,000 has been spent on this program. I just think the commitment of WAKU to this program and to developing us as young people, you know, deserves some sort of appreciation towards them. You know, another thing that really struck out to me as I was reviewing the program, because for the past 10 years I wanted to actually apply for the program, but I always said to myself, you know what, I'm not from a large credit union. I don't know if I really have a chance there. But something that struck out to me in terms of the development is where you have like 60-something% of the people who have become scholarship awardees have actually gone on to get promotions.
Yeah.
Right? And I thought that's fantastic. And then you had 27% that then went on to become directors and in the C-suite. So just how the program is progressive made me extremely appreciative.
Yeah, I mean, you're already reaping the rewards of it, it sounds like. So
yes, I love the other scholarship nominees are basically, we're communicating back and forth. Some have already said that, you know, they want to come to Barbados and they want to stay at my house, but I don't know if I'm going to have room for all, right? But we're linking up.
Well, if it's close to the beach, I think you'll have a lot of takers. So
actually is close to the beach.
I think you'll have no problem. All right, Allison.
Can we delete that part?
No. Yeah. Call Kevin. Allison, tell us what's your part in all of the YCUP? What are you hoping to achieve here at the conference?
Well, I went through YCUP in 2006 and 2007 and was a scholarship winner in 2006. And attending the conference really opened my eyes to the global movement. And it helped me realize, and I think my cohorts up here, that it's about relationships. It's about networking. It's about diverse cultures.
Yes.
And where else can you go and sit at a table and have 10 individuals from 10 different countries sitting with you and being able to share, commiserate with your challenges, support each other and finding solutions, and the diversity and the inclusiveness of the program, and it's just amazing. So the future is bright. To see this group of young professionals coming through is really inspiring and humbling, and to be a part of this program, to be re-engaged through Brandy, to see where it's gone over the last 13 years since I was last involved. I'm really proud to be here and excited for these folks.
Yeah, so what's that like being at a table sitting next to folks that are from you know, across the globe, basically, and kind of brainstorming on, like you said, commiserating or finding solutions. Because I've found when I've, the years that I've attended this conference, is like, yeah, we're all so different. We've come from all parts of the planet, but our problems and issues are the same, but we have different solutions. Right. So it's kind of cool little family we have going on here.
Absolutely.
Rob, is that what your experience is as well, Rob?
No, definitely. Like every morning you wake up, go to breakfast, you sit down, sit next to someone completely you'd never meet before anywhere else, different cultures, you learn from them. As I say, you're all facing similar challenges, but you just get talking and you realise that you're all in it together, really.
Yes.
And you learn quite quickly that no matter what size your credit union is or how many members you serve, it is more effective when you work together and learn from each other. And you can take that back from me. I'll be going back to the United Kingdom. Mm. I'll be sharing these ideas with, you know, fellow professionals I work with, people in my organisation. And I know YKIP's doing some great stuff in terms of trying to build and develop these affiliate programs across the world, just to help, you know, help people working together, sharing ideas, learning from each other. There's some great stuff going on in the UK with Trade Association, or Trade Association Apple, and there's also West Coast Credit Union Association, and I think we're going to hear a bit more about coming up. There's some really good stuff going on.
Right on, right. Is this kind of what you envision, Brandy? When you're planning the next week, you know, when you're back at home, like, okay, what do we want to achieve here? Is that kind of your expectations, basically?
We have a steering committee that's made up of people from all over the world, and the steering committee is of alumni, like Allison and I, who went through the program years and years ago, and then somebody that just is a recent scholarship, you know, nominee. And one of the things that we've really focused on with when it comes to inclusion is it's not just winners that are part of this, because there are five people awarded with a scholarship every year, and 91, as we heard over the years, but there's also 45 or 50 people that don't win that have equally amazing stories that we want to share, we want to solicit from, we want to talk to, and so we're pulling in all of that information together, and so the steering committee helps guide that. So throughout the year, we have different types of engagement opportunities. We have the immersion program we just left in Brazil. Next year, we're planning for the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
This, you know, we have the annual educational event, there's some online e-coaching, and then the connectivity, as we were talking about, we're trying to amplify that in a sense and take that to the next level, how we can use social tools. Because when I went through the program, I didn't even have a phone. Like, I, you know, and if I did, it was like this, as opposed to any sort of smart anything. And so it was so much harder to stay in touch. And now we stay in touch the entire time we're here.
We're connected.
And that is incredible. And to Rob's point that he was making, these affiliate programs are our way, because YP programs exist in a lot of places in the U.S., in some countries. Now, those places where it doesn't, we will help organizations, people help, you know, build. In places that it does exist, we want to link arms. You know, we are the world in a sense, in the fact that it's okay. This isn't a competition. This isn't something that it's one or the other.
Right,
it's
right.
more about how we can all work together to build this voice, to build this effort and join.
So inspiring as well for future careers, for young people like us, particularly in the UK, within the sector. It's quite small compared to the US market. And we go into the career, we're passionate about having a career in credit unions, but sometimes you don't realise just how far you can go in terms of the global reach and learning from, you know, people like Brandy and the YKIP program. It's just invaluable, really.
And just the knowledge is among the alumni. Like, for instance, I reached out to Brandy early in the year, and they asked her, you know, how do we go about creating a school program for the credit unions? And Brandy said, look, Kevin, there's someone in California that I can connect you with that has that experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I touch base with them, you know, and just that connection, that networking would help then to make my credit union a bit stronger.
I forgot about that. That's so cool. You know, Shauna Shearson from Kern Schools, they're great. They want to do a high school branch. I'm like, you know, who's great at that is Kern Schools. Yeah. I mean, that's the love. So you asked about the culture. It's really fun to hear the accents. I mean, we love the accents. It's fun to hear the global challenges, and it's also impossible to be operational, it's impossible to be tactical when you're part of this global movement and passion, just feels so great.
Yeah.
It's a global family, and to Brandy's point about engagement, that it doesn't stop here, that we take what we learn back to our credit unions, to our communities, we help facilitate programs and increase the engagement beyond what we've learned here. And just to be with this group of people and know that they're going to go back to their organizations and just see the impact and how it just multiplies and the ripple effect, it's we can't help but be excited about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a springboard, you know?
Yeah.
This is just kind of a launching pad for the rest of the year, and again, staying connected throughout the, I mean, now that we can be super easily connected instead of the antenna and the flip phone and all that type of stuff, it's so easy now to stay connected, and the benefits are just huge.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, every morning you wake up, it's not going to, when we leave, you know, Bahamas, it's not going to stop here.
Yeah.
We go back and WhatsApp group, we share all ideas on there. So you wake up in the morning, you see different cultures, different countries, people sharing what's worked for them, challenges they face. So yeah, it's been ideal.
And it's very humbling as well, because I was speaking to someone over the weekend, and I said to them, they said to me, you know what, you're my hero. I was like, I'm your hero, you're my hero. When they look at what you've done, they're like, no, but you're becoming the president and young people don't get the opportunity. I said, no, you're my hero as well because of the programs that you've done. So it's humbling, the mutual recognition that you have with your peers.
Indeed, that's a great message. So what do you guys, I'm gonna wrap up here because I know you got a full plate, it's not like a buffet, I think. So you guys are busy folks here. So what do you want to achieve here to take back to your credit union? What are some takeaways from this conference that you guys want to take back? What do you want to take back to the UK?
Well, I think for me, it's met some great people. I've heard all their stories and the different challenges they face. And I think for me, I'll go back, I'll share it with my wider team. I've got a young team that work in my department, for example, and it will probably inspire us to then learn from what's worked well with the stories I've heard, what hasn't maybe worked, how we can go back and develop things further. And I think it just, sometimes when you're working in your own organization, even in your own country, sometimes gets tunnel vision or it's hard to think outside the box. So a session like this is great to come away, to come back and then look at things slightly differently. And it's only going to improve, particularly for me in the UK sector, is passionate to try and help us move and kick on. And I know different cultures, different people that we've met today are probably going to be doing the same things.
Indeed. Kevin, what do you want to take back to Barbados, even though it's not very far away?
Yes.
What do you want to take back to the Barbados?
Well, I think I want to take back to Barbados, the whole Atlantis Hotel. This is fantastic.
Nice.
But really and truly, what I want to take back is, you know, along the way you hear, think outside the box. I think when you get among such a knowledgeable and energetic set of young people, I think the trick is to recognize there's no box at all. There are no limits based on what you can do within the movements. I mean, the other institutions, the other financial institutions aren't putting limits on them. They're going forward with fintech, they're going forward with the other technology. We need to take off our blinders, take off the limits, and I'm confident that with that mentality, I tell about whom that we should be able to.
Indeed. Allison, any final words here to wrap up?
Just inspire action and generate impact. And I think all of us that are here today would resonate with that message.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm unique in that, you know, I'm not with a credit union, but I work with credit unions across the United States. And to be able to take this message and be able to share it with credit unions and share the experience of my cohorts and reinforce that what we're experiencing is not unique to us. And there are global issues, and we need to reach out to our networks and work together to collaborate, to leverage that diversity and an inclusion to come together and solve the world problems. Not just credit unions, but just, you know, that's the credit union difference, right?
Exactly, and that's the credit union wheelhouse, you know, that's what we do best.
So,
Brandy, I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Okay.
Where can folks find out more information on the Y Cup program?
Y Cup.
And then how do they join? And then why should they join?
Yes. Well, YCUP.org.
Okay.
Reach out to any of us or any individuals that are part of the World Council that can lead the way. And why is really to be a part of this global movement. There's no other program, as mentioned, that connects people from over 50 countries, and it inherently oozes diversity and inclusion because we are so different yet so connected. And my kind of tangible takeaway is to create the action, is to create some pieces for us to be able to take to the next level. So I would love to encourage anybody that's out there that's watching, that's part of your following, to say, if you are a young professional group and you want to connect, let us know. And if you are somebody that just believes in young people, because I mean, I'm holding on to youth here, but that you don't have to be young to support support young people.
We say, or Brandy says, young at heart.
Young at heart. We're just young at heart. But really, it's all about the future is bright, too.
So I want to.
There they are.
The future is bright. So
future is bright for these folks.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Anytime you guys need any type of exposure, whatever.
Thank you.
We are all over it, man. All right. Good job. Brandy, thank you so much. Allison, thank you so much.
Great to meet you.
Thanks a lot.
There they are, the Y-Cuppers, the representation. Check them out and support them, all right, guys?
For sure.